106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder. What's up, party people? We have People Are Dumb on the show today. We have What's Up with Florida. We have a crazy animal news story about angry squirrels. We're going to talk to Michael Snyder from Variety about Jimmy Kimmel being back tomorrow night. We have the 420 catch of the day. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we have tickets for Haim at the Forum on October 9th. Plus, we'll continue to give you this. Hey, Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Still no.
Why don't you stop being so confrontational?
It is world famous K-Rock. Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Your chance to win some more tickets for My Chemical Romance before they go on sale on Friday, coming up.
New video this morning shows a West Hollywood man with cerebral palsy being repeatedly struck by a food delivery robot while on his mobility scooter.
This robot is crazy. Details coming up next on K-Rock. Yeah. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. Kevin Ryder here. Jimmy Kimmel is back tomorrow night. We're going to talk to Variety's Michael Snyder coming up in about a half hour about that decision and how that came down. But first, delivery robots on the attack.
New video this morning shows a West Hollywood man with cerebral palsy being repeatedly struck by a food delivery robot while on his mobility scooter.
It was sort of like the robot was racing and didn't want to let him get ahead.
Oh my God. Seriously?
He says the robot kept blocking him and cutting him off as he tried to pass.
He'd go left, the robot would go left. He'd go right, the robot went right.
At one point, it even backed into him.
It stopped, he stopped, and it went in reverse and hit him. What?
The man says he's been in contact with the company that owns the robot and hopes the incident leads to changes and reparation, not just for him, but for anyone else with a physical disorder who might face the same problem.
Hey, Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, Victoria.
Hi, Victoria. You're caller 20.
Oh, my gosh. No way.
Please tell me you're an MCR fan.
I am a huge MCR fan.
Fantastic. You get to see them at the Hollywood Bowl.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Life is moving quicker than I can keep up with. Disney is bringing Jimmy Kimmel back Tuesday, which is tomorrow. And we have the executive editor of TV for Variety, Michael Snyder. Hello, Michael.
Am I caller 20? Can I win those Chili Peppers tickets? I really need to see the Chili Peppers. Tell me. I won.
You're hilarious. So we've had many conversations about this in the last week, including on our podcast, Three-Fourths Human. You never felt like it was a complete break, did you?
No. And by the way, I think you should take total credit.
Thank you.
I think it's the second the podcast hit last night at midnight. That's when the tide turned. Bob Iger was listening.
I'm sure.
He's like, we got to change. We got to fix this.
Tell people what you were doing, the timing wise, how that all played out.
Yeah. So I was actually outside Jimmy Kimmel Live studio because there was a big rally this morning. A bunch of politicians and guild leaders were there to basically demand that Disney reinstate Jimmy Kimmel. So as I was writing up that story an hour later, suddenly the news came down that he had indeed been reinstated. So that was good news. And also I do think the outrage worked. I do think, you know, I joke about your podcast, but I think it was a combination of a lot of people talking about this and some real concerns about the First Amendment that finally convinced Disney we got to move on this and we got to reinstate them.
Did they, as was reported, lose like $4 billion?
I don't know. That number seemed a little dubious.
That's what I thought.
This just happened, so I don't think you can put a number on it. But I do think there was some truth to, you know, people were canceling Disney Plus and Hulu. And I think things were not going the right direction for Disney. It doesn't help when so many people are willing to cancel. And then you've got celebrities who are also willing to cancel. You saw that petition that over 400 members of, you know, the community, including some big stars and the ACLU, also were out there really hammering Disney to make the right choice.
Is it, was this always going to happen? Because I did notice that Jimmy didn't make a public statement ever during the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I talked to Disney folks, you know, Jimmy wasn't talking, but I think the general consensus was everyone wanted him to come back. ABC, Disney definitely wanted him to come back. And I think, you know, Jimmy, obviously, this isn't how he wants to go out.
Of course.
There's no way that, you know, he doesn't want to give A, Trump a win, but B, just to, after 20 years, to just leave the show like that. He's got a staff of 200 people that he needs to protect. So I think he definitely wanted to come back. Disney wanted him to come back. They needed to figure out the right way to do it. And I think the tide had turned over the weekend where there seemed like an opportunity for him to come back.
Part of the original story when Disney decided to suspend him was Nexstar and some of those other television network owners. Have they made a statement about whether they're going to put him back on or not?
No, they haven't. So I think there's a possibility. I mean, some of these station groups are definitely more right-wing, Sinclair in particular, and Nexstar. So there's a chance that they don't bring him back. And you know, I wrote about this, that, you know, Disney needs to make a decision. Well, people can watch Jimmy Kimmel Live on Hulu. They watch the clips mostly on YouTube anyway.
Right.
So, you know, maybe they just have to find a way to move forward without having clearance in some of those markets.
Well, I got to say, I was very excited to get this headline today. Very excited that Jimmy Kimmel is going to be back on tomorrow night on ABC7 here in Los Angeles, right? That's... not owned by either of those companies?
It's owned by ABC.
Yep.
So, you know, obviously they're going to have him on. But I think those ratings are going to be huge. We're all going to be watching. I mean,
yep.
I can't wait to see what he's going to say. And I think it's going to be fantastic.
Michael Schneider, executive editor of TV at Variety. I appreciate your time today. Thanks very much.
I still want those tickets.
Nope.
Okay, we go to the North Bay now, where some neighbors are on alert after a series of attacks on people perpetrated by a vicious squirrel.
A vicious squirrel. Animal news is coming up on K-Rock. Sorry, I was distracted. It's K-Rock. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Time for some animal news.
Okay, we go to the North Bay now, where some neighbors are on alert after a series of attacks on people perpetrated by a vicious squirrel.
Yeah, ABC 7 News reporter Cornell Bernard spoke with some of the victims today in San Rafael.
Just clomped onto my leg and was just hanging on. His tail was flying up here.
So there's a squirrel on this woman's thigh facing down toward her feet, and her tail is in her face.
You know, and I was like, get off me, get off me. And I kind of didn't want to touch it. But
it's the last thing Joan Hebleck expected on her morning walk. Came out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. I didn't see him running up to me at all.
Ninja squirrels.
Joan suddenly attacked by a squirrel, which clawed and bit her legs. The wounds bad enough, she had to go to the ER.
You do not mess with ninja squirrels.
Scary.
Oh, yeah, very scary. And how do you get the squirrel attached to your leg off?
Great question. Here's another woman that was attacked by the same ninja squirrel.
This is beautiful. Now it's following us until she almost killed me.
Isabel Campoy and her niece Carmen were also attacked while walking in the same area off Mount Lassen Drive.
The squirrel went to the floor and from the floor tried to jump to my face, which I tried to protect my face from.
She put her arm up to block the squirrel.
And then my arm was completely overcome by the squirrel. Finally, it jumped off. And by then, I was full of blood, and I ran to the emergency room.
These flyers are now posted alerting residents about the incidents. Neighbors say five people have been attacked, possibly by the same squirrel with a golden color.
Oh, easy to pick out, a squirrel with a golden color.
It's also been the talk of next door.
Unfortunately, it's not unheard of.
Vanessa Potter from Wild Care in San Rafael says squirrels are not vectors for rabies. The aggressive behavior likely due to the animal being fed and cared for by humans when it was small.
It's always the humans.
Well, if they associate people with food, then they're not afraid of them. They come up, they look for food, they don't get it. There could be frustrations.
I feel like frustrations might be an understatement. It launched itself toward that woman's face. It's hangry.
They're, you know, they can be territorial of their space.
WildCare urging the public not to feed wild animals. Meantime, neighbors are enjoying the outdoors, but watching their backs. Isabel is trying to heal and move forward.
It hurts to touch the skin. I am putting my best power, mind, positive, in order to say I will survive this.
You thought squirrels were cute. You thought they were harmless.
Ninja.
You thought wrong. Now the squirrels are mad.
Ninja squirrels.
are watching everywhere you go.
Cover your nuts.
It's K-Rock.
Are you sure?
I stumbled there. It's K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder. Megan Holliday is here with a look at three things at four coming up.
So coming up, I'm going to tell you a story. You and I were talking about this, how the Labubu doll craze might cool down at some point. So I'm going to be telling
Labubu
you more.
Labubu plush toys.
That's right. Labubu plush toys. It's coming up soon on K-Rock.
It's Kevin Ryder with the 420 catch of the day coming up in a minute. Megan Holliday is here now with three things at four.
K-Rock. K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
Jimmy Kimmel Live will return tomorrow night after a brief suspension, according to the Walt Disney Company. A Disney spokesperson said last Wednesday, "We made the decision to suspend production on the show to avoid further inflaming a tense situation at an emotional moment for our country. It is a decision we made because we felt some of the comments were ill-timed and thus insensitive. We have spent the last days having thoughtful conversations with Jimmy, and after those conversations, we reached the decision to return the show on Tuesday."
Fantastic.
I thought it was so beautiful how many people showed up, were outside the studios, and this was a really, really great way to start out the week.
Agreed.
Moving on to the next story. A teenager has been arrested in connection with a sophisticated cyber attack that cost MGM Resorts about $100 million and disrupted casino operations on the Vegas Strip between August and October 2023. And I remember when this happened. The hack involved disabling hotel key cards and slot machines, locking employees out of their email systems, and disrupting bookings and reservation platforms. Authorities said the teen impersonated an MGM employee using information he found on LinkedIn to request a password reset from the IT department. Within minutes, this granted access to the company's internal systems. He was booked on the 17th on several charges, including extortion, falsifying or misusing someone else's identity, conspiracy, and unlawful computer acts. I just can't believe this guy was a teenager.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And I kind of feel like we have better cybersecurity here at Odyssey.
Do we?
And that's not saying much. Yeah.
Are you challenging people?
Maybe. All right, our third story. Pop Mart's founder Wang Ning just lost $6 billion in a single month as the craze around Labubu dolls cooled off.
Labubu plush toys.
His fortune fell from $27.5 billion to $21.6 billion, dropping him to only 14th place among China's richest. Shares of Pop Mart's fell more than 20% as demand weakened, leaving investors worried. But the company isn't giving up. To spark excitement again, they're preparing for fresh Labubu additions and interactive toys in time for the holiday
Labubu
rush.
Plush toys.
But really, it's only a matter of time until people stop caring about these dolls, in my opinion. I'm Megan Holliday. That was three things at four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
Our catch of the day today is Bike Roots. That is an indie rock kind of emo project of South Jersey singer-songwriter David Lawrence Osterhout. It's called World Apart, and it's part of the Rush of Energy EP. This is the 420 catch of the day, World Apart, Bike Roots on K-Rock. That is South Jersey singer-songwriter David Lawrence Osterhout, known as Bike Roots on K-Rock. Another chance to win those tickets for My Chemical Romance before you can buy them, coming up soon. It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday.
Hello, hello. I'm so excited that they're
too.
Playing the Hollywood Bowl.
I know,
that's
so
special.
Great.
And I miss them when they played Dodger Stadium, so I guess I just have to wait about a little over a year.
Just a year.
So, yeah, that's it.
That's all.
No big deal.
I can still remember the fireworks at the Rose Bowl.
Oh, it was such a magical time.
At the end of that concert, it was so great. It's 106.7 K-Rock KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday. Let's take some phone calls. Let's give away some concert tickets, shall we?
Hell yeah. Yeah, this week we've got tickets to see Haim at the Forum on October 9th.
So we were talking a little bit earlier about an actual hack in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
The guy's going to prison for.
Yes.
And what we thought, then we sort of moved into life hacks. And we wanted to take your life hacks at 800-520-1067. Life hacks like this. If you want to get off the phone with somebody, hang up while you're talking. It's amazing because they go, oh, we got disconnected. They would never think in a million years that you hung up on yourself.
Yeah.
It works.
It's really good. I feel like I may have seen you do it once or twice. And I'm like, oh my God, that's great. And then sometimes people call back. They go, hey, our call got disconnected.
Yep. Yeah. So I do that one. If you have a life hack or cheating the system somehow, give us a call. 800-520-1067. You have one?
Yeah. It's really dumb and it's important. So say you are really annoyed, you get an email and it's not something you're really not happy about.
Right.
Well, what you don't want to do is hit reply on that email, but pull up a new email tab and you write out all of the hateful things that you really want to say
right.
to the person, but you don't send that email.
That sounds dangerous.
It's a little dangerous. You just don't hit reply, but it helps me to then more appropriately respond to something.
Yeah, that's a good hack. You know? I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
When you're arguing with somebody, if they destroy you,
mm-hmm.
let's say we're having an argument and you really have won the argument.
Okay.
My final words are, and I don't remember if Bean or I came up with this, but my final words are, yeah, but still. So I'm sort of acknowledging that you're right, and yet I'm still giving myself some weird credit for my side, which doesn't really exist.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but
slightly manipulative, but yes. I get it. I get it. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I also learned that if you walk around work with purpose.
Yes.
With a piece of paper in your hand. Doesn't mm-hmm. have to. I tried this. I was working at a computer company and I just grabbed a random piece of paper and I was just like, just walk around like I'm going somewhere with this piece, and no one bothered me the whole day.
Yeah. And also anywhere that you're going, you know, if you're at a concert and you're in the nosebleeds and you see some empty seats down in the 100s and you just go and you're on a mission,
mm-hmm.
chances are you can get by the people.
Just act like you know? The place.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's another hack is when you have a ticket, try to walk through without it. It gets you in the mode of, oh yeah, here's my ticket.
Yeah.
It gets you in the mode when you don't have a ticket, then you can be confident.
Uh-huh.
What's wrong with us?
Yeah, well, you know, we're kind of slimy people.
800-520-1067. You have a life hack or figured out how to cheat the system, give us a call or text.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And the most entertaining call.
We've got your tickets to see Haim at the Forum on October 9th.
We are taking your phone calls on life hacks.
Yes.
What do you got? You figured out a life hack. 800-520-1067. You have one of those?
Hi, I have a life hack.
Let's hear your life hack.
So at work, when you have like an awkward amount of time between things, I like to drink a bunch of coffee because I know after having coffee, I'm going to have to take a shit later.
Wait, hold on. So you're timing your for when it's going to be slow?
Yes. Especially like those like 10, 15 minutes when I'm like kind of done with my work already. And I'm like, that's the perfect time to drink coffee so I can just sit on the toilet.
Wow. You really know your body.
Well, that is strange. I like it.
That's what being lactose intolerant is for.
Kevin Ryder, Megan Holiday.
Hello.
Taking your phone calls and texts at 800-520-1067 of your life hacks.
And the most entertaining call, we've got your tickets to see Haim at the Forum on October 9th.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, I have a hack for you.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay, so I'm at a concert. There's a big long line. My cousin and I walk up near the front of the line, and then I say, I'm going to stop. You grab me and say, hurry up, hurry up. So we walk from the front of the line towards the back of the line. I stop and tie my shoe, and my cousin's like, come on, man, everybody's passing us. And we stand up and get in the line, and nobody complains.
Really? You've done that, and people don't catch on?
The people in front of us are like, oh, pass that sucker. And then the people behind us are like, oh, these poor fools.
I love that.
This is so good.
That is good advice right there.
Yeah.
It's evil, but, you know.
Of course. That's what we're looking for.
Yeah.
K-Rock, hello. You have a life hack?
Hey, I got one for you.
Let's hear it.
When my kids want something in the store, and we're not going to buy it at that time, I tell them I'm going to take a picture of it and we'll text it to Santa. And then I create a library of all the items they want throughout the year.
And then they're really disappointed at Christmas when they get none of it.
Yeah. You know, it's just a good Santa ideas, you know?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That is good.
That's a pretty good idea. No, you can't have it now, but I'm going to take a picture and maybe.
Yeah, maybe Santa will get it.
All right.
And
well,
then they think you're really cool open. Because you can text Santa.
Sure.
Yep.
K-Rock, hello. You have a life hack?
When I'm at school, sometimes I will open the pencil sharpener and I will use the blade of the pencil sharpener to cut a paper directly out of the book so that it's perfectly straight.
Wow.
Why do you need to cut a paper out of the book?
So that I can hand it in.
I don't even know what you're talking about, and I love it.
I guess you haven't been in school for a few years.
How dare you? We are taking your calls on life hacks. You got one?
When I wake up in the middle of the night to use the restroom, but you can't see, instead of flipping the light on with both eyes open, you close one eye, go to the bathroom, and you shut the light off, you turn it off, and you open the other eye.
Oh, I see.
So one eye is still always accustomed to the dark so that you're not blinded by the light. I gotcha.
All right. So then you don't stub your toe on your way back to bed.
Exactly. You don't stumble over everything. You can see and you get your grounder.
Honestly, I don't think I have that kind of brain power when I get up in the middle of the night. Like one eye's open, one eye's closed. You're like a ninja.
Exactly.
He's got a method.
Well, you know, I got all my toes, so that's a good thing.
We are taking phone calls on life hacks.
800-520-1067.
You have one?
I have a life hack that I used. You can't use anymore. But remember back in the day when you wanted to buy concert tickets, you had to go to like Sears or some department store.
Stand in line. Con. Yep.
Exactly. I went to go buy tickets for the Dodgers playoff game in the 80s.
You went to buy Dodgers playoff tickets in the 80s?
So there's a huge line, and so I went home, put on a suit and tie, came back a half hour before the store opened, knocked on the door, security guard opened it, and I said, hey, I'm starting work today, where do I go? He said, go upstairs to HR, so I went and hid in the bathroom till they opened the doors, and I was second in line to buy tickets.
Genius. That's genius level hackery.
Honestly, if you look good and you look, you know, expensive, you can get a lot of places.
That is true.
Absolutely. And also carrying a clipboard and wearing a hard hat will get you in the
and a radio.
Maybe not at the same time, though.
Right on.
I don't think I ever look. What did you say? Look expensive?
Expensive,
yeah, that's
baby.
Not me. Hey, Mark.
Shorts and a sweatshirt. That's expensive.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, you're the best, and we're going to give you tickets.
You guys rock.
You're going to go see Haim at the Forum on October 9th, Mark.
That is so freaking cool.
Well done, man. This is K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder. I'm out of here. Megan Holiday has you for the rest of the night.
And I've got your tickets to see My Chem at the Hollywood Bowl October 21st. And that is coming up at 6 on K-Rock.